2017 was a record-breaking year for U.S. pork and beef exports to Colombia, but there are still technical barriers that need to be overcome in this rapidly growing market. U.S. Meat Export Federation Technical Services Manager Cheyenne McIndaffer has more details in this USMEF report.
Colombia is an interesting market. We have full access for all beef and pork products, which is great. But we have been running into some technical issues that have impeded our exports and continue to affect both exporters wanting to send to the market as well as importers willing to buy. Some examples would be port inspections. Colombian veterinary officials are very tough on any dust or dirt in the containers on top of the boxes, which unfortunately just happens during transit, as well as maybe blood or purge coming out of the boxes before they're frozen in the U.S. and loaded into the container. Labeling discrepancies, it is one of the countries that requires Spanish and English labels, so we need to make sure that's accurate. And if there are any errors, it gives the inspectors a chance to retain or even reject that product. So a goal is to work with the exporters and the importers to make sure we A, know what the requirements are and comply, and B, make sure the Colombian officials are enforcing them as written as well.
Colombia also presents some transportation challenges, especially for chilled pork and beef.
The vast majority of what we're sending both for beef and pork to Colombia now is frozen. And the biggest reason for that is the logistics. We have three key ports in Colombia, one on the Pacific and two on the Caribbean side. And distance-wise, it's not too far to the key city centers, but infrastructure for both reefer trucks as well as highways to move the product is not there. So it can take multiple days, maybe even weeks, to get from the key port of Buenaventura into Bogota. So right now, the chilled product that is going stays on the coast centers where it can be processed and then sent in after further processing.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.